Let's freaking go! LSU versus Alabama preview and prediction, Livy Dunn, and of course, the great Paul Skeens will be the college game day picker. And one interesting fact about this game is that I am watching it, and I can't believe I'm about to say this, in protest. Let's freaking go!
It's Power Hour, LSU.
PHL, extra little bit of swag, and extra little bit of taste.
Yeah. Man, I'm headed to the field. Terror of the tiger, I'ma always keep it real. Everything gon' get the power, it's the power. Power. LSU with Carter, it's the power. Power. LSU with Carter, man, I'm headed to the field. Terror of the tiger, I'ma always keep it real. Everything gon' get devoured, it's the power, power, power. LSU with Carter, it's the power, power, power. LSU with Carter.
So, Governor Jeff Landry feels there needs to be a tiger at this game. Like, it just absolutely positively needs to be a tiger at this game. As a former LSU student, I hate this. I'll be as upfront with it as I possibly can. Because the tiger in there, it's not Mike the Tiger, right? That is the point of the tiger. It's not just a random tiger. It's the one that actually lives on LSU's campus. So basically, the powers that be said, hey, we are not going to let you bring Mike on the field. All right, there's a big hubbub with the LSU veterinarian schools. And of course, there are a few veterinarians that are in Louisiana government. They said, hey, it is not a good idea to have the tiger amongst the crowd. Now, I'll be honest, selfishly as a student, I miss seeing the tiger in Tiger Stadium. That's what I knew as a younger player. It was a big part of the 07 run, right? But, you know, they quit doing it because it's so loud in Tiger Stadium. It's not good for the animal, all right? So, obviously, LSU doesn't want to put their own tiger in. Now, I don't know all the hoops. I don't know if Governor Landry has a say-so over everyone. But he decided to find a tiger. It was brought up, and for whatever reason, this tiger is going to be in the game. Now, I understand what some of you are going to say. Well, Carter, this is a sports channel. Why are you bringing politics into it? Well, this is politics coming into sports when the governor is the one really pushing this, all right? And it does have an effect on this game because a lot of you don't believe in jinxing and providing bad vibes to the team. Look, I've seen Republicans that are LSU fans that are mad at this. I've seen left-leaning friends that are not happy with this. And I would not do it for this massive, massive, massive game. Obviously, you can make a case this is the biggest game of the Brian Kelly era, at least of this season, since the SEC championship game a few years ago. So, look, I just don't like this. Like, I just would not do this. Because the truth is, while this isn't Mike the Tiger, this is a tiger by the name of Omar Bradley. And it's coming from Florida. Now, it's not even a Louisiana tiger. It's coming from Florida. Y'all, the vibes are off. The vibes are off. And it's going to be a weekend full of vibes. Leonard Fournette, guest captain. Ricky Jean Francois, along with Steven Peterman. All captains, guest captains for LSU this weekend. Don't like it. The vibes are off. Don't like it. Don't like it at all. So, welcome in. It is PHL Live. I have a college basketball game I have to go call tonight, so we won't go too long tonight. Obviously, get your questions in. And a little bit earlier, because we're not going too long, I dropped a 30-minute film study. Yes, on what LSU needs to do offensively against a really good Alabama Crimson Tide team. Now, I am not political. I will say this, though. I still don't understand the women's basketball stunt from a few months ago. All right? It put our basketball coach and our team in a bad spot. It did. I'm sorry. It's just what happened. And I hated that for Kim Mulkey. I really, really, really did. It was a weird end of season because there was just so much going on with the program. And now we have this Tiger situation. And obviously the governor has called out the football team about the anthem. So my question is, will this Tiger stand for the national anthem? I guarantee you that Tiger is going to be standing for the national anthem if Jeff Landry is bringing it in. Look, I'm not really political. Publicly, I'm not at all. But I'm an LSU student, and that's something that I'm never going to shy away from. If it's not Mike the Tiger, the one that lives on campus, the one that is in the cage, the one that is in the closest proximity to Tiger Stadium at all times, basically, more than anyone else, I don't want a Tiger from Florida. I'm sorry. And I know, but Carter, why are you being picky about Tigers? Well, just don't have it in there at all. Okay. So it is what it is. Now, let's talk some actual football. Sibley says the story. Mike will not get into the mobile cage. Mike is too old for sedation. Jeff, the governor, took things in his own hand. Mike is over 10 years old. Mike died during the ride around the stadium. Interesting. As Sibley always has a scoop. Sibley, you need to text me after because I need the full scoop on Jonte Cook. That was a big story today. Five-star Texas wide receiver and Steve Sarkisian decided to part ways in the middle of a national championship run. I have my theories, but it is what it is. That's Louisiana for you. Finding a secondhand Tiger to bring out probably looks like Clemson's mascot. I don't like placing a Tiger on the field at all. Yeah, I don't either, Player X. I know that sounds like me being an ass. And once again, it might be. Some of you might strongly disagree with this. Do it versus South Alabama. Do it versus somebody else. Nichols. Whatever. If it's not my, I don't want it. Now, I want to talk about the actual game and all the fanfare that goes along with it. But before I do, I feel really, really, really bad about this weekend in one way. For so long, Kirk Herbstreit has called quite a few LSU football games. Obviously called the Clemson game. Called the Alabama game back in 2022, called the LSU, obviously, Clemson game, and I think they called the LSU-Florida game in 2019 as well. And I hate that Kirk Herbstreit is going to the best venue in all the land without his Ben. His dog died today, the very public-facing dog. And I hate that for Kirk. I've always been a big fan of Kirk Herbstreit. And I hate it for him. So, good vibes Kirk Herbstreit's way. I hope this message gets to you. And no one should ever have to go through putting their dog down. And Kirk's got to, hopefully, this will be a distraction from not having his travel buddy with him. Okay? But now, there's a lot more fanfare. Flage is going to be a part of game day. I'm excited about that. And I'm excited about Paul Skeens and Livy Dunn, the LSU power couple. I also want to, once again, and clarify a post I made earlier today. Look, I am not one to overstate something because this really didn't do anything for me. But This is one of the most viewed photographs of LSU athletes ever. This was last year at the LSU-Arkansas game. All right, so Paul Skeens, Livy Dunn, and you see what's on his right wrist. It's a PHL band. And that is the most my brand has ever been exposed to anyone. Now, of course, you can't barely see anything there. But Paul Skeens put PHL out there. And that is the most powerful right wrist in the history of LSU athletics. And that is just awesome. I could tell you the full story, but Skeens is just a good dude. I appreciate him doing that for your boy. I thought when he got the band, he was just going to throw it away. But the fact that he wore it for the full game, especially it being LSU Arkansas, which you know holds a really near and dear place to my heart, I will always love Paul Skeens. So I think it's cool. It's full circle. They're just going to games, and now they're going to be in the most coveted chair in all of college football, which is the college game day chair. Okay. And then look, there's all kinds of stuff that's going down in Baton Rouge this weekend. This will be my final time to talk to you guys before Saturday. Please, if you're on the fence about going, right? A lot of you are probably 50-50 on today because in the South, we like to do things last minute. You're probably on the fence. Hey, do I want to go? Do I want to buy the tickets? Do I want to deal with the possibility of rain? Or do I want to stay at home and just watch a game and Georgia Ole Miss and all these other games? Y'all, if you're on the fence, go. Okay? Go. Just don't even think about it. Just listen to me. Go. Now, let's have a conversation about the actual game. I want to start with Joe Sloan. Alabama's defense is good, and this is a typical Alabama good defense, right? There will never be an Alabama defense that's just ass for now. I say never. I will say, though, they're vulnerable. They're vulnerable. Okay. And one thing that LSU brings to the table is they have a quarterback who can really fling the football. And so far, Alabama has only played one of those guys. Pavia is a very, very good quarterback. But he is not the thrower that Garrett Nussmeier is. Carson Beck is. He obviously had one bad half. But in the second half, holy crap, looked pretty good. So, Garrett Nussmeier is a little bit different. Yeah, he doesn't run, but you don't play pocket passers as much as you used to in the SEC. So, I think Garrett is going to give them a different look that they haven't seen yet, and quite frankly, they don't see in practice. Jalen Milroe or Ty Simpson is not the thrower that Garrett is. So look, it's kind of a weird situation where you look historically, most of the quarterbacks that have been able to beat Alabama have been quarterbacks who can run. Obviously, Garrett cannot run, but he can run some if he chooses to do so. One thing I thought that was very interesting, and you'll see it in the film study, that Carson Beck is a guy that can run some. He actually decides to run. And it's not just pocket mobility in terms of actually scrambling for yards. It's also just throwing on the run when you initially beat a rush, right? Obviously, Garrett's first real highlight-worthy game was 2022 Georgia, where we saw him roll out and make plays on the run. Now, that has gotten him into trouble in the past, and obviously we saw it get him in trouble versus A&M. But the funny thing is, Alabama is vulnerable to those types of plays. Their DBs get lost quite a bit, as Player X supers right on in there. Player X will be first row of College Game Day. But yeah, they are out of position. You can beat them. You really, really, really can. And it's one of those things where it's not like they're bad DBs per se. Jackson's good. The true freshman number two is good. So number one and number two, and then safety number three, Keon Sab, is a transfer. He is a pretty solid player. So look, I truly do believe that Garrett Nussmeier can do some great things versus his secondary. One other thing about Alabama is they've also not really played a whole lot of elite wide receivers. Okay, Wisconsin didn't really have elite receivers. Georgia this year, their skill guys are okay. This is the best set of receivers that they have played all season long. Now, of course, they played Missouri, which has Luther Burden, but they didn't have a quarterback. So, look, as much as we want to make Garrett Nussmeier, he needs to do this, he needs to run here. Honestly, I think his throwing is going to take care of business versus Alabama. I think he's going to have a really good game. I also think if there was a game for the LSU run game to show us something, it would be this one with a week to prepare. Extra week to prepare. Alabama's rush defense has its issues. Now, are we all worried here about this Alabama rush defense with Paul Mbenga out there? Honestly, Garrett Dellinger is a big loss. I would admit that. But at the same time, Dellinger wasn't the problem. Right? DJ Chester's been an issue. At right guard, Miles Frazier's been an issue. And those guys need to step up. And I am very concerned about our rushing attack because those two players have struggled so mightily. So we need guys to come out and play their best games. And a few years ago, Miles Frazier played a really good game versus Alabama, and their defensive line was better than what it is today. Now, Brian Kelly is at the podium right now, and a few updates here. CJ Daniels is probable. He was questionable earlier in the week. He's probable now. So it looks like he will play. And Chris Hilton will also be available. So that's obviously a really good thing. Yeah, I think so too, Player X. I really, really, really do. Now, the next thing, you would be shocked at how many Alabama Crimson Tide fans that want Jalen Milroe out. They want to go to Ty Simpson. I was like, what? Ty Simpson? Didn't you see what he did last year versus USF? He didn't do anything. But they're ready to move on. And I'm like, really? Let's see if Jalen Milroe's fully healthy. You really want to move on from the quarterback who last season versus LSU had his career game? I just don't understand it. I think Milroe is a fine quarterback. And I was the one that put out an anti-Milroe video before the season even began. And what happened? Well, turned out I was right. But in the video, I said, I think Jalen Milroe is a good quarterback. I just don't think he's going to win the Heisman. I just don't think he was going to be a Heisman finalist or an All-American. Just because you can run around with him like Michael Vick in the video game doesn't mean he actually is the real deal. Now, coming up after this, do I think the LSU special teams unit could have a big game. Oh, you better believe it.
Book your 360 spin booth experience today with Zion Imaging. Yes, that's my buddy Jaron Thomas, who started this venture years ago. And look at the smiles on these faces. This state-of-the-art photo booth is so incredible. I work in the wedding and event industry, and anytime I see a 360 photo booth, it takes your event, whether it's a reunion, a wedding, a conference, no matter what it is, it takes it to another level. Give them a follow on Facebook. Book them today. There is a special deal going on now where you can get up to 40% off. This is all the info. Give them a call today, 318-469-4265, or go to Zion Imaging. That's xyanimaging.com. Dental health is wealth, and our friends at Sequoia Dental are looking to help you feel like a more confident person. Dr. William Wilson and his team of experts do everything in their power to make this experience for you not only comfortable, but fun. Yes, take a look at this after and before photo. That guy definitely got himself a date thanks to Sequoia Dental. From teeth whitening to cosmetic surgery to, guess what, Botox. Yes, they do Botox. Call my friend Dr. William Wilson today, or just go book your appointment at sequoiadental.com. Home is where the heart is, and our friends at NOPOD Roofing really takes that to heart. 504-810-8744. Give them a call today for all of your roofing needs. And one of my favorite things about NOPOD Roofing is their versatility. They not only do roofing, they do siding, they do painting, they do tree removal, fencing, anything home improvement. Our friends at NOPOD will get you straight. Give them a call today at 504-810-8744 and let them know PHL and Carter the Power sent you. We never overpromise and always overdeliver with NOPOD, baby. Let's go.
I think joy and happiness and doing things you like is important.
My favorite thing is sports cards. When I'm not on YouTube, I am building my collection. And when I started, I wish there was a sports card strategy show.
He wasn't necessarily going to be a first round pick before all this Heisman buzz. Now they're talking about him being a top five pick.
Paul Hickey and the team at nooffseason.com personally helped build my Jaden Daniels collection, and they're looking to do the same for you. Just check them out on social media or nooffseason.com. So can the LSU Tigers win the battle of special teams? I think they will. I think they have a huge advantage at punt returner. Alabama's punt returner out for the season. Xavion Thomas back and ready to go. He's had some big punt returns in the past versus good teams. So I'm expecting, or I'm feeling, some potential return action this weekend. Now, I'm going to give you a lock. We always do this on Wednesdays. We'll go through some of the other SEC games. Carter, who's buying Milroe? Would you possibly bring on another DB for that purpose? Yeah, I would. Obviously, you wouldn't need to if you still had Harold Perkins. But still, I like our backers going up against their guys. And this is definitely going to be one of those games where you're like, wow, we didn't know Greg Penn and Whit Weeks can play like this. They've been playing well. The problem was they still don't know how to stop the zone read. You will see Alabama do some zone read stuff. They'd be stupid to not at least force LSU to stop it. And I'm telling you, what you need to do versus a zone read and why LSU's been so bad versus it is that you can be too active. You could be wanting to make a play so bad that you get out of your gap. Play smart. Okay, sometimes we don't play with the highest football IQ on defense. Do that first and then go make a play. Now, I'm about to give you the facts. My favorite play of the week is Texas, 22.5 covering versus Florida. Now, Florida is going to be an absolutely, positively sexy bet after what they did last week versus Georgia. But there are two things working against them. So for those that didn't hear, earlier today, Billy Napier announced, I say Billy Napier, athletic director Scott Strickland announced that Billy Napier will be back next year. So going into the Georgia game last weekend, we basically have speculated for months now, would Billy Napier even be on the sideline for the Florida game? And what's really fascinating about that is most of us thought he would be the one fired. But they have a good young quarterback at DJ Lagway, and they're going to run it back next year with Lagway and everyone. Now, will DJ Lagway be healthy for the LSU game? There's questions that DJ Lagway could be healthy this weekend versus Texas. He practiced. So we'll see what happens. But two things make me think Texas is going to cover. All right. Every time a middle tier coach or a middle tier school announces that they're bringing Coach X back next year, or they announce that so-and-so just signed an extension, that coach always sucks the next game. All right, I remember this clear as day. Kentucky decided to sign their life away to Mark Stoops. And he signed the deal. They made it a big deal on a Friday. And then the next Saturday, the very next day, Florida got beat by Vanderbilt. Now, this isn't Diego Pavia Vanderbilt. I'm not talking about earlier this year. This was years ago. So normally, when you bring a coach back that's not really that good, the team gets crushed the next day. And the funny thing about it is teams coming off bye weeks this year have not really done all that well. And Texas, of course, is coming off a bye week. Florida coming off an emotional and injury-filled game last week versus Georgia. Okay. The second thing, and I've noticed this as well, when a selfish player quits the team gets better that very next game. I'm dead serious. I am dead serious. I saw it happen earlier this year versus for Arkansas with Jaden Wilson. All right, he was a wide receiver that fell out of favor, quit the team. One of Mississippi State's players quit the team midway through. Wide receiver unit started playing better. And Texas today saw Jonte Cook and Steve Sarkisian part ways. I think Texas is going to roll. So give me your lock of the week. Chance thinks Florida's going to play really hard and make it happen. I'll tell you this. I've been terrible with my predictions this year. I am reevaluating my whole process. So if that's the case, I'm sorry, Texas. I might have just knocked you out of the college football playoff. Oh, man. Now, what did I tell you earlier in the week? Go get Ole Miss plus 6.5. It is now down to 2.5. 2.5, Georgia at Ole Miss. South Carolina, 4.5-point favorites versus Vanderbilt. Tennessee, 24.5-point favorite versus Mississippi State. Alabama, 2.5-point favorite at LSU. And Oklahoma, one of the worst teams we've seen in the SEC this year offensively, 3-point favorites on the road at Missouri. Who's ranked? Okay. Now, right now, give me your score prediction for LSU Alabama, and we'll take a few more. Yes, it'll just shake the magic eight ball. Once again, if you are interested, I am calling a college basketball game tonight. If you want to listen to how I sound on a play-by-play call, go give me a follow. It's at South Arc Community College. Ask Jared. We have a good time on those streams. And we're trying to get to 1,000 subscribers on there. Okay? Player X says, for this weekend, I wish we still had Harold Perkins, or just in general. I do, too. I do, too. Is it true that the LSU linebacker room has gotten better? Yeah. Since he's left, yeah, we've played overall better, more sound defense. Now, part of why I miss him is his playmaking ability is still top tier and depth. Like, this is the thinnest LSU linebacker room in a while. Your number three guy is a true freshman, and Xavier Debo Atkins. And, you know, Brian Kelly was asked about Wes Weeks and what the plan is. And I totally get the idea of redshirting him because, well, it makes a lot of sense. Redshirt him. And let's see what happens next year with him and Whit Weeks as our starting linebackers. Dev says, I honestly think Perkins and Mason Taylor will come back next year. Now, since we are short on time, I want to give you my prediction, LSU versus Alabama. So I predicted LSU to beat A&M. I predicted LSU to lose versus Ole Miss. All right. I do feel overall I was on the right side of both of those when the final score was to the opposite. LSU, I feel, has a few advantages over Alabama that we discussed a little bit earlier. I am very concerned about our offensive line, though. And one thing that will help this offensive line, and this is going to sound absolutely crazy when it comes to an LSU-Alabama game, is this is the worst defense that Alabama's had in quite some time. And on top of that, this is an Alabama defense that's probably, what, the fourth or fifth best defensive line that LSU's played this year? They're still really good. But this is one of the lower-ranked defensive lines that LSU's played in the last month. Right? I would say South Carolina's got a better defensive line this year than Alabama. Ole Miss has got a better defensive line this year than Alabama. Texas A&M's got a better defensive line this year than Alabama. So I feel as if this is not one of the toughest matchups that they've played this year. And I do think there is power in being battle-tested. So even though we've had some players struggle, I do think there is a world where LSU comes out and plays their best game in the trenches, and I hope it's this weekend. Because if they do and they're able to run the football, they should be able to win. Now, defensively, obviously, Jalen Milroe's great. We know about the great Ryan Williams, a true freshman sensation. No, I will not say his age because it's been mentioned a gazillion times, but he's good. And Jam Miller is obviously a really, really good running back. And there's a lot that Alabama does that concerns you. Obviously, Jalen Miller on the run game, throwing to the running backs out of the backfield is a concern. So I do think, and I really do believe this, the Alabama offense will have some success. But I think with the way Milroe has played, he will lock in and make a few mistakes in the very raucous Tiger Stadium crowd. I do feel both offenses feel good about their matchup, especially with an extra week to prepare. So that 58.5 number, I think it's about right. I see this game being in that 30-27 kind of mold. So with that, that is the final score I'm going to go with. LSU wins, game-winning field goal from Damian Ramos. And Omar Bradley goes wild. Tigers win, Tigers win, Tigers win. So, Lance, where you been, bro? Now, we'll take a few more, and then I really do have to go. And, yeah, let's see. And this is the YouTube page where I call my games. YouTube.com/SouthArk. SOUTHARK. Lamar Jackson versus Joe Burrow tonight. We got a bunch of visitors this weekend. Man, it must feel so good to be committed to another school and you get a free ticket to LSU, Alabama. Are you kidding me? Florida defensive back, Florida Gators 2026 commitment, Devin Jackson. Anquan Fegans, who is committed to Auburn. 2026 offensive lineman Zayden Crimpin from Prosper. But the funny thing is, this is such a big recruiting weekend. Like, it's not nearly as big as the game, but I always ask every fan, and if I was an LSU staffer, one of the first things I would show a recruit is he recruits video at the end of LSU, Alabama. And that recruit is Javian Toviano. Javian Toviano's video of the end of that game still gives me chills. Because could you imagine being an out-of-state kid experiencing that ending in that stadium? It's crazy. Slade's had a good year. You know, I won't talk about the actual objective mistake he made earlier in the year. I will protect Slade Roy at all costs. I will. I will not be objective about Slade Roy. It's weird. My favorite player is a deep snapper, but Slade's a friend of the channel, right? The A&M mistake is a little strange, right? I don't know whose fault that was. I don't even think Brian Kelly has been asked unless I missed it. Top three. Oh, who has a better chance? Oh, Jared, you. Both of those teams pay my bills. One directly, one indirectly. Huh? I won't say that answer. I'll be political there. Thanks for your super, Jared. I don't know if I shouted you out, brother. Top three LSU Bama moments. Ooh, that's tough. Obviously, I think most would say 2019 was the best. I would then say 2007 would be number two, and then number three would be 2011. I mean, I think those would be my favorite Bama games. But honestly, to me, the biggest thing from LSU Bama, my favorite thing, was a trilogy better than Star Wars. A trilogy better than The Godfather was Patrick Peterson versus Julio Jones. Okay. LA Mom says 2022. That's probably number one. Because I was there, but yeah, 2022 has got to be number one. I was on the field for the Patrick Peterson interception, too. And obviously, PP7, a friend of the channel. But yeah, 2022 has got to be number one. That slipped my mind. So there you go. Now, I appreciate each and every one of you. Big shout out to our super chatters, Player X and J Red. Don't forget to sign up for the PHL Patreon. If you go sign up today, if you sign up in the next 24 hours, the first 5 signups, I got your first month. First 5 signups, I got your first month. So that means you get a free Joe Burrow card. You get free access to all my extra film studies. Free access to our Discord community. Sign up for the Joey tier, $9.99 a month. Go sign up. I'll Venmo you the money after you sign up. And you get a Joe Burrow card in the mail. Carter, we lose most of our offensive line this year. New Rhodes, yeah, Jim Langlois. Shout out Matthew Langlois. I'm all about New Rhodes, baby. The hard thing about building an offensive line through the portal is you can't. It's really hard because there's just not a whole lot of those guys. Get you a wide receiver in the portal? Yeah, in fact, you can get 2 of them. You can easily get 2 of them. Tight end in the portal, a little bit harder, but you can get somebody. Hell, there's one I would contact right now that I think is good. Even though it's not open. I would not go get Jonte Cook, though. That is a ticking time bomb. Don't want that. Offensive line's the hardest position to get in the portal. It's harder than quarterback, if we're being honest, because quarterbacks is like a one-trick thing. Like, if I pay enough for Dylan Gabriel, I know I'm going to get good quarterback play. It might not be elite, but it's going to be very good. Will Howard, I know I'm going to get good. Offensive line, I don't know. Those guys rarely hit the portal, the elite ones. That's why Lance Hurd went. But there you go. Thank you guys so much. I will be chatting in the Discord tonight. Don't forget, you can go to this link right here. We'll be live in just a second for some college basketball. It is power out LSU. Boom. Now, something else. And this is honestly cooler. I'm not going to say it's cooler because I love doing play-by-play college basketball. If you are a fan of what we do here, I dropped a 30-minute LSU film study, and it's free. It's not Patreon. Free. And I have a Jalen Milroe study on Patreon.